This is Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
When I make people angry, it's always my goal to help them recover from their anger. That's no doubt a mistake on my part. I should attempt to fire up their anger even more. Their protests would draw the interest of innocent bystanders who would normally not give me or this recording the time of day. Here's as close to an apology as I care to give. At the close of my last broadcast, I compared the plantation owners of my time, of my early years, to the United States Congress. This was misguided. I was patently unfair. It must be remembered that many members of Congress were plantation owners. As they were often the same person, my comparison was without merit. I sufficiently muddied the waters enough to lay this matter to rest, I hope. Those who choose to be offended, please don't do so in silence. Be offended in the loudest way possible. Please write letters to your local newspapers railing against me. Threaten to cancel your subscription if they publish my writings or speeches. Picket the newspaper office and perhaps the editor's home. Organize a boycott of his major advertisers. The sound technician is giving me a stern look. It's the look that signals to me that I have strayed off the reservation and must return, or at least make an attempt. He prefers being called a sound engineer. I suppose that pays better and impresses his friends and relatives. Titles are important to everyone, I suppose. I'm as vain as anyone. But I am described as a scholar. My head grows until I can't get through a normal doorway. Please don't ever refer to me as a comic. I am a humorist. It sounds better and pays much better. A comic can create humor without any thought at all. Slipping on a banana peel will do. Why do we laugh at the misfortune of others? It's very simple. It's because we are not the one involved. Sad, isn't it? I delight in seeing another man get a stern look from his wife. However, if I am the target of that same stern look, there is no humor in that. The humor is lost. A humorist is a comic who has given his material some serious thought, but not too much. At some point, he becomes just another critic. What idiot would pay to hear a critic? Walk into any bar and you will listen to all you want, free. They will even buy you a beer to keep your interest and attention. Just nod your head in agreement, no matter the insanity of their ramblings. When you have had enough, call for a cab. Don't attempt to drive. With your head full of drivel, you are incapable of driving safely. Relax in the back seat of the cab and regurgitate some of what you heard at the bar. You will do no harm to the taxi driver. He has developed an immunity from the harmful effects of political blather from the backseat. If you are particularly obnoxious, a generous tip would be a nice gesture. Seems so long ago. I believe I began by talking about offending other people. Some, of course, need to be offended. There is one person, however, who you must not offend. You must avoid at all costs offending your spouse or your significant other, whatever that means. I consider my publisher to be a person of significance. The thought of living with him is beyond the pale of any normal behavior. He would expect to be compensated for all waking hours spent with him. Every uttering would be considered advice, and he would expect compensation. He can certainly expect anything he wants to expect. The only person I am forced to pay by the word is my lawyer. Despite the fact that at least half his advice is worthless, he still expects to get paid for every word spoken or written. He would read the Hartford phone directory and add up the words and bill me at $500 per hour for doing it. I happen to know that he complains when he pays the plumber a fraction of that amount. In a sense, aren't the lawyer and the plumber in the same business? Personally, I find the work of the plumber to be more useful and to have generally better results. There is one difference in these occupations. Lawyers always create work for other lawyers. I've never known a plumber to do that. My lawyer is constantly referring me to other lawyers, specialists in one field or another. Why, just this year, he has referred me to a copyright lawyer, a tax lawyer, and several others that escape my memory, and he's put them all on my payroll. The plumber, God bless him, has never referred me to another plumber. When he is finished, I hear no more from him until another problem arises. Oh, the joy of hiring a plumber.